It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and this morning we are talking about the Wyndham United Drive. It's that time of year again, and we have guests in the studio. I'm just going to let you guys introduce yourselves and tell us your roles with Wyndham United.
My name is Judy Markle, and I've been with the Wyndham Women of Today, who sponsors the United Drive for many years, and I'm the treasurer.
I'm Monica Muller. I'm the president of Women of Today, and Judy here is more of the chairperson of this whole thing. I just kind of sit in the back there and help support her. And so I'm trying to think how many years we've done this United Service Drive now.
A lot. Many.
More than one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, before we get into this, let's talk a little bit about Wyndham United and what is it? What do you do?
Well, once a year we send out donation cards to all the property owners in the Wyndham School District. And on the donation card, there's a list of 22 charities that people can donate to, and it's kind of a one-stop shopping where people can look at the card, pick their favorite charities, and indicate how much they want to donate and send a check in. And then around March, we then turn around and, you know, tabulate all the donations and send the money to the charities on the card.
And the nice thing about it, you can just make a donation without specifying anything. You also can pick exactly which programs you want to help.
Correct. There's 22 charities on the card, and then there's a line for write-ins. If there's a favorite charity that you like that isn't on the card, you can write that charity in, but it has to be a minimum of $20 donation to do that. Or some people don't have a preferred charity and they just send a check in, and then that money is taken and distributed among the other charities.
Now, as always, all the charities that are work, and 22 of them on this list, so this money gets spread out all over town.
Yeah, and almost all the charities are local charities. There's some statewide charities on it, but most of them are local charities.
And all the money gets used for these?
Correct. We do have some expenses with advertising and printing and mailing, but yeah, after the expenses are paid, everything goes out.
Okay, do we want to go through the list of charities, or it's a big list, so I don't know if you want to do that now?
Yeah, I think we could do that. I'll take half. Monica can do half. Alzheimer's Association of Minnesota and North Dakota, ARC of Minnesota Southwest, BARC, the Business Arts and Recreation Center, Cottonwood County Animal Rescue, Cottonwood County 4-H, Cottonwood County DAC, DARE of Wyndham, Friends of the Library, Meals with Wheels, the Minnesota Women of Today Foundation, the Wyndham Chapter, Rainbows Incorporated of Wyndham, RSVP, a program of ACE of Southwest Minnesota.
Sunshine School, or the preschool here, Southwest Crisis Center of Cottonwood County, Wyndham Area Foundation, Wyndham Area Sharing Center, Wyndham Bloodmobile, Wyndham Education Honor Loans, which was formerly the Wyndham Dollars for Scholars, Wyndham Figure Skating, Wyndham Imagination Library, Wyndham Theater Incorporated, Wyndham Youth Hockey Association, and then we have the write-in line that you could fill in yourself.
There literally, no matter what your interest is, there's a program that could use your help.
Right. This year, there was not any new ones that we added on. There again, we go and kind of just say that if someone is in the Wyndham community that would like to have their name added to this card, you have to contact us usually before September 1st of the next year, and then we can take it to our meeting and get approval to add it to the card or not. We used to have the 501c rule that you had to be with the number of the taxes for that, but we've kind of loosened up a little bit because we just want to, you know, like really support everybody here in Wyndham. And so last year we added the Wyndham Foundation and the pet one, the
Cottonwood County Animal Rescue.
There you go.
Okay.
And we met our goal of 20,000, and it was amazing how many people donated to those. And so it was kind of like, there again, it was just promoting Wyndham and just adding a couple new ones on again to get more people's interests and more variety brought into the card.
Now, $20,000 goes a long ways.
Yeah, last year was a good year. The year before, we came real close. I think it was 19,000 something. But,
so what is the goal for this year?
We set it again for 20,000.
Okay. And there's no reason we can't get there. We've already showed that the community can do it. So
yeah, we always kind of have on the card here to show Wyndham Cares. And there are some people that have very generous with their donations on this. So we appreciate anything, whether it's a dollar or $1,000, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll take everything and anything. And like some of the organizations that are on this card, that this is like their only fundraiser of the year that they do. As an example, I am the person in charge of the Red Cross blood drive. So we need money in that account to pay the Red Cross employees for their meal and some snacks. And then we give people like ham sandwiches and stuff after they donate blood. So that's my one and only time that I get that money for the year to make it through the four blood drives. And I know like BARC is always doing fundraisers and they always appreciate our money. The theater, we're getting close on the 10-year payoff on that, so that'll be great. But they are having to look at things like handicapped bathrooms. So there are things here that are really good to donate to because these people really enjoy getting that money every year.
Well, and it makes such a big difference. And all of those 22 programs that you just mentioned are vital to the community.
Yes.
So for Wyndham to be strong, we need to make sure and support these.
Yeah. And the people that get these cards are the owners of their property. And so if you are a renter and would like to get a card, we do have these cards out at the four banks here in Wyndham and the Wyndham Chamber office. And then at some of the apartment buildings, I do try to leave some cards there, like Hillside Manor and Remick and Mickelson and like that. So you could look for them there. So we just, you know, appreciate that if you want that card, just go and stop at one of the banks. And
there are lots of opportunities if you don't get one in
correct.
The mail.
Yep. The cards are mailed out the end of October, so they should have showed up in the mailboxes around the 1st of November.
Okay. So really, you should have those sitting in your mail right now.
Yep. So fill them out and send them in.
Yep. And if you do not have a card and don't want to venture out to go and get one, that if you just simply write on a piece of paper your name, the dollar amount, obviously, and then the organization that you want this money to go to. You could just stick it in the mail at Wyndham United Drive, Post Office Box 222, Wyndham.
Very good. Is there anything else we need to add about this morning?
No, I just want to make sure that we thank everyone for, again, any type of donation. We greatly appreciate it, and help us try to make our goal for 2022.
What's the timeline to be? When do you want to have it all collected?
Usually we wrap things up by the end of the year.
Okay. So you do have a little bit of time, but it's sitting on your counter right now, so you might as well fill it out and get it sent in.
Yep.
Very good.
Sounds great.
All right, Judy, Monica, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Phone number, if anybody has questions.
My phone number is 507-822-2046.
Very good. Ladies, thank you. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.